What is going on? I'm Greg Porter, and you are listening to the Money Marriage Mindset Podcast. If you're listening to this for the first time, I'm here to give you a slap in the face, tell the truth, and get you on a path of increase in your life by showing up and doing what's hard so your world can get easier. I don't charge for this podcast. If you get value of it, subscribe, share it with some friends, but show up and check us out whenever we roll out a new episode. I just recently took off the summer from podcasting. I wanted to kind of regroup and make sure that we're moving in the right direction. Most of you know that I run this from the hip. I shoot this from the hip. I play it, headphones, iPhone, and run with it. And I hope that works for you guys, because I don't like to stop my day because that's where my inspiration comes from. And today I want to talk to you about perceived passion. Perceived passion is what you are saying. It's the stuff that's coming out of your mouth when you're talking about what you want to happen. And so when I start working with clients, before I even start working with them, I actually won't sign them up until they take on these steps. I give them a set of steps, and if they refuse to do them, if they can prove that they are doing them for 2 weeks, I will sign them on as a client. For you, for those of you who don't know what I do, I'm a mental strength coach. I focus on connecting it all using techniques from three-phase connection. I'm a practitioner and a facilitator, and I train people to do the small things inside of their world, create peak performance habits so that they can show up every single day and deliver, not just in their income, but in each area of their life. Show up for the wife, show up for the kids, show up for their husband, show up for their coworkers, their boss, their business. Maybe they want to start a second business. Maybe they're getting out of a relationship and they need to just find themselves and really serve themselves to the highest so that they can deliver into a new relationship or into a new career. This is the place that you need to start. And when someone comes to me, I demand results. Because what's going to happen is I'm going to become really passionate about your results. And I'm going to want the things that happen for you that you tell me that you want. And the perceived passion that we unlock inside of you that you're telling me to, that you want to happen, I fall in love with that. I want to see that happen. I don't want to be heartbroken by you. So to protect myself, I give you a set of tasks. And if you can show up and do these small tasks for 2 weeks and create the shift in your world that you need, then we can work together. Only 4% of people, out of all the people I've worked with, the hundreds and hundreds of people I've worked with, the hundreds of people that I've shared these techniques with, 4% of people actually do it. And even less than that, continue to do it because it makes them uncomfortable. Like my buddy Jim says, it is easy, but it is not simple. Or it is simple, but it is not easy. Because it's about doing what you need to do every single day. And in order to get the results you want, those fall onto your shoulders, and it's about you showing up. So we dive into it. You tell me what you want to happen. You show me what you want to happen. And then I look at you and I tell you, this is what you're going to have to happen before we can start working together. And when you start doing that, instantly I can start to see the shift in you. I can see the way you talk. I can see the way you communicate. It just starts coming across more differently. You're well rested, you have more energy, you feel like you can rip the whole world apart and do whatever you want to it. You become a creator. But if you buck against it and you don't want to even do the small stuff, then I don't have time for you, because I don't want to have my heart broken over your own demise. So sometimes I have someone come to me and they give me perceived passion and they deliver to me in such a way that I'm like so pumped and I'm like, man, this person is legit. And like, I got to work with them. And they get me excited. This only happens to me once in a while now. And typically it doesn't happen to me anymore, but it did happen to me this summer. I jumped in. I started working with him. We signed on. We got everything going, got everything rolling. And he had a business. The business is on fire. He wanted to create more. And, you know, he was looking at hiring a sales team and he was doing all this stuff. So I was like, you know what? Let's jump in and see where you're at now and let's get working. And we got working before I gave them the tasks that I was going to make them do anyways, that I was going to implement into the world anyways. I usually make them do it first before I get excited. If they can prove to me that they're willing to do the work, then I get excited. But this time I got excited before asking them to do the work. And their perceived passion was so strong that I was excited. I still am excited, just let's make that clear. But I spent 6 weeks trying to implement changes within their business that was going to create more results, more connection, more revenue. Everything was going to shift in their business, but I spent 6 weeks on something that should have only taken a week. Things that I could change in hours were taking weeks because I didn't get them to prove that what they were showing me in their perceived passion was something that they were actually passionate about. I didn't check to see if they were going to show up. So I spent 6 weeks. My friend says, you want to be a lighthouse instead of a tugboat. I spent 6 weeks tugging. I spent 6 weeks trying to push the rope instead of gently pull the rope and have them flow towards me. And I made this mistake. So when you start to realize you need to have a shift in your world, you got to start doing the work. Even if you don't know what it is yet, start doing the work. Trust the process. If you choose me or somebody to work with you to help create that path of increase in your world and really bring the clarity to what you're saying so that you can live what you are perceiving as your passion and making it your actual passion, and you're giving me or anyone else that perceived passion that you are ready and that you are, this time is going to be different and blah, 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 blah. You must be willing to do the small stuff. So we went through this. I was pulling. A couple weeks into it, 3-4 weeks into it, He's kind of ticked off. Comes at me. He's a little bit ticked off. And because, you know, he's not getting the results that he wanted in the speed that I was saying that you would get it. But he wasn't doing the work. He had yet to adopt any of the things and he had yet to make any shifts in his business in that. So they were small. He made small, like, little movements, but then because he didn't have the full clarity of what he was doing, he didn't hold the changes accountable and his team was bucking against him and it created a little bit of chaos. And we fought through this and got to the other side of it. And I literally just about slapped him in the face for real instead of just figuratively. but we got to the other side of this. But he's still pushing forward and he's making the changes at the speed that he can. But because he didn't adopt fully into the program and immerse himself, he has yet to see what is actually possible. Even though he's having some great results happening, and he keeps telling me he's excited and all this stuff, I still feel he's limited himself because he hasn't fully dove in. So what are you doing in your life that you're giving this perceived passion? You're telling people what you want. You're saying what you want. You're telling yourself what you want. But you're not doing the work to get it. You live in this someday world. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow isn't coming. You only have today. When tomorrow gets here, that will be today. So what are you going to do today to make sure that your next today is moving even closer to what you desire? And where do you feel stuck? Where do you feel stuck? Do you feel stuck in a certain area right now? Maybe your business is on fire. Maybe your job is on fire. Your career is on fire, but your relationship sucks. Maybe your relationship's on fire, but you know what? Your income could get a kick into high gear. Maybe there's something missing. Your clarity is going to come down to some small tasks. Your ability to show up for yourself. As a mental strength coach, it's important to me because my mental strength coaching always lays into business owners and salespeople, and they want, what do they want? They want more business. They want more sales. They want more revenue. They want expansion in that one area of the world. It always messes with their head when I start really focusing on them and not the actual audience that they're trying to attract. But when we get to the other side of the work, the audience that they're trying to attract starts to come to them because of the work that we do. And your mental strength comes down to your ability to do the stuff when you're uncomfortable, to do the stuff when the conditions aren't right, to do the stuff that you need to do when you don't want to do it. It's real easy. It's real simple. But it's extremely hard because it requires a consistency in your delivery no matter what. You'll be better because of it. Your family will be better because of it. Your business will be better because of it. Your results that you want in any area of your life will be better because of it. But it starts with that perceived passion, what you're saying you want to have happen. But it doesn't actually start moving until you draw the line in the sand of who you are today. Who you woke up as, and who you decide to be right now. Guys, we have 30 episodes coming up of this, and it's all going to be about the path of increase. I'm going to try to bring on some people on this this fall that have helped me create the energy that I have and the results that I'm getting. I'm not here to tell you my world's perfect. It is not perfect. Because I'm the type of person that wants to create a lot of things, that means I put myself out there and risk a lot of things. Someone's like, you're a life coach. I'm like, I am not a life coach. I am not a life coach. Let's get this straight. I am not a life coach. I might have some certifications and stuff that say I am, but I am not a life coach. Because I make decisions to create the businesses and the life that I want that puts things at risk in my world. But I wouldn't be able to do it without the mindset and the performance within my mind to be able to take on such expansion and weight and risk. And as a life coach is probably going to teach you to make those moves, but sometimes they're probably going to tell you to hold back. And I'm not here to tell you to hold back anything, because if you have enough good things happening, when the bad things that are happening around you, you still have nothing to be upset about because you have so much to be grateful for. And that's how I live. We have so much to be grateful for that when we are disappointed with the results that are happening in certain areas of our life and in one of our companies, we can pull it together with something else that we have going on in any of our other companies, and we have so much to be grateful for at that time. But I create at an accelerated rate. And because I do that, I put a lot of risk out there. So I don't ever want someone to say, man, like he's a life coach and you know, he's going to try. No, I'm not. I'm not even going to try to tell you to put it all together and make it perfect. I don't want you to do that. There's chaos that happens in your world that you cannot control. But what you can control is your reaction and how you show up and the way you move the needle each and every single day. And by playing bigger on those inevitable bad days, they're going to happen. You'll still be able to meet that day and make decisions inside of that chaos, inside of that world, that move the needle forward with a smile on your face and gratitude in your heart. Because you can not believe what you are creating within your world. And on the path of expansion for you, it might be small, but with the clarity that you will get from the work that we do, you'll be able to see things from a different perspective. And everything that you want will move that much closer. I hope you get value from this. I hope this resonates with you in some way. And if you have any questions, you can hit me up. Send me an email. You can probably click here somewhere. Go to moneymarriagemindset.com. Go to greg@winsomeblue.com, my stables email. That's probably, I check that the most during the day because we have so much, so many questions come through there. That's one of my businesses that requires a lot of time. And my wife teaches lessons. We have a stable program that has 80 plus students running through it. And that is that email. I connect all my emails to that email. So greg@winsomeblue.com, greg@winsomeblue.com. Shoot me a message or go to moneymarriagemindset.com. Click on a connect with me and you'll get to me. And it's also Greg Porter on Facebook, Greg T. Porter on Instagram. So, if you get value from this, share it. Like our page at Money Marriage Mindset Podcast on Facebook. And if you want to get connected with what I ask potential clients to do, and you want to try it, and you want to test yourself, I will gladly help you out. I'll test it. And after 2 weeks, we can have a conversation on what it has done for you. And if you want those steps, I will gladly give those to you. Like I said, only 4% of people will actually do it. And those are the type of people that I like to work with. You and I don't have to have a working relationship, but I love putting these techniques and this path in people's hands so that they can create that curiosity inside of their world. And I hope you hit me up for it. Guys, have a great day. I'll see you next time.